Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring in correspondent Aaron Katursky, who's been following the Supreme Court decision. Aaron, just to start off, it doesn't mean that anyone now can just go out and get a gun. I mean, you still have to go through the proper channels to get that, right? A license can be fingerprinted, a background check.
And those things are still probably going to be fine, Susan. It's an extra layer, like here in New York City, where you have to sit with a police officer or some other official and prove that you have a specialized need to carry that gun outside the home for self-defense. And it's that two-step process that Supreme Court Justice Thomas said was one step too many. And so it does look like there will have to be some rewriting of licensing regimes here in New York. And then, of course, in states that have similar kinds of licensing. And that could affect some 80 million people around the country.
Yeah, so similar states have similar laws. As you said, there is this fear that was said by, we heard it from the governor, other Democrats saying that this could, you know, lead to the end of red flag laws, things like that. But Justice Kavanaugh saying that the Second Amendment, in the decision, saying the Second Amendment allows a variety of gun regulations. How much of an impact will this really have day to day?
Oh, it's going to have a significant impact, I think, in states that do seek to place strict curbs on the carrying of guns in public. In particular, while Kavanaugh and Justice Roberts in their concurring opinion said that this does not, you know, end a state's ability to regulate guns, it does. The majority opinion written by Justice Thomas says that there can't be any, you know, distinguishing kinds of features in each state. And so he's really going to leave it to the courts to decide whether individual state restrictions live up to the kinds of historical standards that he invoked in deciding that New York's licensing regime was no longer constitutional. And in dissent, Justice Breyer said that was really confusing because judges aren't supposed to be historians. They're supposed to be legal scholars. So it is a little bit of a confusing ruling that will undoubtedly touch off litigation. We know now that there'll be a special session of the legislature to try and impose certain restrictions where guns will be off limits. And I'd expect that all of them will be challenged by gun rights owners in court. For example, the New York City subways. Governor Hochul has already said that should be declared a zone where guns are off limits, and you could imagine gun rights owners saying the subways here are exactly the kind of place where you should be allowed to carry a gun.
Is that where you think the special session will be looking? Will they identify certain locations, such as subways, movie theaters, that type of thing, where weapons they want banned?
In talking to a couple of state senators yesterday after the ruling came down, I think they have two jobs. One, they have to potentially rewrite the way New York licenses firearms to meet the Supreme Court standards. They also will undoubtedly try to identify what are going to be called sensitive locations where guns could be off limits, the subways, Yankee Stadium, as you say, movie theaters. But the Supreme Court opinion said just because a place is a gathering place doesn't necessarily make it sensitive. And so it really is going to be up to the courts, I think, to distinguish where guns can be off limits and where they can't.
Aaron, thank you for the update. Aaron Katursky joining us live this morning.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.